You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Welcome to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. Today's show, you're going to like this, lower-priced Medicare supplements, which, you know, is really relevant to my life because it's age 64, going to be 65 here this October. You know, we have a case study in Robbie today on that. But before we go there, you know, Hans, this area of Medicare and Medicare supplements is so confusing. It's so, you know, like you can't help but see the chaos that's involved and wonder, my goodness, did Satan himself design this? You know, because Satan just thrives where, you know, there's chaos, where there's a lack of understanding. And so hopefully through today's show, you know, we won't get that, you know, question he asked Eve, did God really say that you should take an A plan? did God really say that, you know, Medicare Advantage was the way to go? You know, those are some of the lies that we hope to untangle today as we go through actually a bit of a case study in Medicare supplements, or there's other ideas along the lines.
Okay, so most people that either have Medicare insurance or they're coming up on Medicare can't tell me the difference between a Medicare supplement, an original Medicare, and a Medicare Advantage plan. They have no idea what I'm talking about. And so people that are on a Medicare Advantage plan, many of them can't identify that they are. They think it's a Medicare supplement.
Right, I have a dear relative that's related to my wife. You know, she was on a Medicare Advantage plan, but we spent a lot of time trying to get to the bottom of exactly what she had because she really didn't understand it all.
Yeah, so let's try when we're talking Medicare and supplementing it and preparing for Medicare, or if you're on it, let's talk about that difference a little bit. So you got Part A and Part B of Medicare, which are really original Medicare. Part A is hospital. Part B is doctor and outpatient. And if you're over 65, you probably have one of those red, white, and blue cards, and it tells you the date it started. And if you're under 65 and you have one of those, it's because you're disabled. And that's basic Medicare that you get from the government, A and B. Now, if you have your insurance with a company, like I'll just name a few of them, Blue Cross Blue Shield, United Healthcare, Aetna, Cigna, Humana. If you've got one of those companies, you're over 65 and you're not paying a premium or you're paying a low premium like $20, $30, $40 a month, most likely you're on a Medicare Advantage plan. So let me tell you a little bit about what that is. Is you made an election at some point, maybe last enrollment period, maybe a few years ago, you made an election to the government through that insurance company. You said, I no longer want to get my Part A and my Part B straight from the government. I want to get it from Humana, or I want to get it from Aetna, or I want to get it from United Healthcare. So you made this election, and you now, when you send in claims or you collect on your insurance, you don't get paid money, or the doctors don't get paid money directly from the government. They get it from Humana. Okay? And in exchange for that, you got the presumption of better benefits than original Medicare gives you from the government. So you got better benefits or smaller deductibles, smaller copayments, and you also got some extra benefits, maybe like they give you trips to the doctor or eyeglasses or dentist or something like
that.
Silver sneakers. Yep. So you're on a Medicare Advantage plan, okay? And that is very different than a Medicare supplement policy, okay? Now, the people that go the original Medicare route in a Medicare supplement, they're not on a Medicare Advantage plan. Now, you can buy a Medicare supplement from all those same companies I just named. Every single one of those companies, they also sell Medicare supplement policies.
You can kind of see, if you're tracking with me, it's confusing. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, and I haven't even told you about the benefits yet or what your options are.
And I happen to know that the Medicare Advantage is Part C, and you didn't even say it, but it's okay.
Yeah, I'm just trying to lay out the groundwork, really, of the confusion, and then we're going to try to add a little sense to it and remove some of the confusion. So why would you want to stay on original Medicare, Part A, Part B, get your benefits directly from the government, and then if you do that, most people purchase a separate Medicare supplement policy, which they have to pay for. Can be $100, $150 a month, can be more than that, can be $200 a month. So why would you want to do that, pay all that money, get your money directly from the government, as opposed to paying nothing or $20 a month and getting it from Humana or somebody? And I'm going to answer my own question, is when you stay with original Medicare, you keep control over your health care. So you can go to any doctor in the country or hospital that accepts Medicare, and you can just show them your Medicare card. Nonetheless, you can run up a lot of out-of-pocket if you go on the Medicare Advantage. If you take the zero premium deal or the low premium deal.
Right. And when I look at that and I'm going, okay. And you, and actually, as we talked about it, the words you used for me that were very helpful was you say, if you're walking around with Medicare Advantage, you're sitting on a possible $6,000 liability based
right.
on what you might have to go out of pocket that year.
You got it. That is exactly right.
And so when I'm looking at that, I'm like, holy mackerel. Now, compare that to what you showed me.
Okay, but I'm going to add one more thing.
Oh, go ahead.
To spend that $6,000 out of your pocket, you're going to have to go to their doctors and their hospitals. So if you, in the process of spending that much out of pocket, you're going to probably be referred to some specialists. And so you've got the added hassle if you've got to play in-network with the Medicare Advantage plan to be able to pay all those deductibles and copayments. But go on.
Okay. So as I'm looking at my options, I'm like, okay, what happens if I stay with original Medicare and I get the what I consider to be the you know, ka-ching, the good.
The best plan.
The best plan. The plan that seems to make the most sense, the upgraded plan, a Medicare supplement. Looks like it's going to cost me in the neighborhood of $90 a month, right, through Mutual of Omaha, great company, right? And then I'm going to need a drug plan, which is going to cost me another $15 a month. So instead of paying $500 a month to have horrible insurance. I'm sure that if I was dying
Sorry,
in the hospital,
Network.
I might feel a little differently than that. But when I look at it, I got a $6,000 deductible, I'm paying $500 a month. That sounds pretty much like horrible insurance to me. But when I compare that now to, I pay $115 a month, and the most I'm going to have to pay out of my pocket if I end up with the worst possible, you know, cancer, and here we go, is $198, right?
Yeah, plus your deductibles on your drug plan.
The medicines might be a little bit more, but as far as my doctor's
For your health insurance, just call it $200 is your maximum out of pocket.
So, I mean, this appears to be like, oh, my goodness. Number one, thank you, God. I mean, how awesome are you that you're going to give me, an old man at 65, not old, but anyway, how cool is it that I'm going to get an opportunity based on, you know, the thing that I heard was horrible all my life, Medicare, like, the government, you know, horrible stuff. But, oh, my goodness, this seems like, I'm just saying, for my own personal situation, I'm paying I'm going to be paying, which I'm very excited about, $115 a month with a possible out-of-pocket of $200 versus $500 a month with a possible out-of-pocket of $6,000 in a given year.
That's wonderful. And most people coming on Medicare are like you. They have no idea how much they're going to like their Medicare once they get on there. And this option of having original Medicare and a supplement is confusing enough, everything we've just gone over in the first part of the show here. But now when we get to Medicare supplements, now we can open up a whole box of more options that I haven't really done to this point with you or with the listeners. But today in the second part of the show, we're going to go there.
So okay. You're listening to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. Thank you, really, for what you've provided for me in this. In understanding is just almost, you know, beyond priceless. As I think about what it's done for my family, what it's done for me, it comes from the book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, which is brought to you, like the show, from cardinalguide.com. If you go there, you're going to see the Seven Worries tab, which one of which is Medicare. And as we always talk about, the whole chapter on Medicare is right there, both in the book, the workbook, or just email Hans and say, I want the books. Because, again, like we talked about last week's show on Social Security, you know, Robbie's plan is not necessarily your plan, and it's worth taking the few minutes to call and talk to a professional, which Hans is right there, and it's absolutely free, to say, you know, give him your situation and look at this, right?
Because
It's like, man, this is huge. So when we come back, a whole lot more on lower-priced Medicare supplements.
Yeah.
Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com. Welcome back to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil with CardinalGuide.com. Today's show, we're talking about lower-priced Medicare supplement options, which is really beyond cool since I'm at that stage in my life, and we've been kind of looking at that a little bit. But there are people, lower-income people, where, you know, they can't afford $100 a month. And their Medicare Advantage actually is an advantage for them because it...
Well, and then there's people that aren't lower income that are just pretty tight with the coin going out every month, and they want to go with those, and they put value on those extra benefits. So I don't want to sound like we're trashing them. My firm represents those companies that I mentioned to you in the first part of the show. We sell those things and offer them, and they're real helpful to a lot of people. Now, I'm also a financial planner, and we do financial planning for people right at retirement, right when they're going on Medicare. That's one of the reasons we're in this business. And I find people very confused when I first meet them. I mean, that's just the typical customer. I don't care whether they're rich, poor, educated, uneducated. People are confused by this stuff. And again, they're coming in the door, and they've got a lot of urban legends with them, and they've got a lot of, this is what so-and-so told me, and I've told this. And I mean, you just listen to them for sometimes 5 minutes, and you just say, you know, we got a little work to do here about educating them about the whole system. And I'm going to tell you that most of the clients that can afford financial planning and that they're wanting our advice, they end up purchasing original Medicare, where you get A for free and you got to pay for B. And then they buy the highest option, the Plan G Medicare supplement, and then they buy a drug plan, which is going to cost usually $15 to $20 a month. For some people on a lot of drugs and some sort of thing, it can be more. But that takes care of most people. So what I wanted to do in this second part of the show is just talk a little bit about the high option Plan G, what most people buy, and showing you some of the options within that. Okay?
Sure.
So we ran this, not for you, Robbie, but we ran this just for averages on a 70-year-old female who lives right here in North Carolina, doesn't smoke, and these prices include the household discount. That means that she is married or has another adult living in the house. In any case, I've got prices for the high option Plan G for this lady. The lowest price is from Heartland National Life Insurance Company, $89.93 a month for this Plan G. And then I've got four pages of companies, all of which I represent. I mean, we had to go to the second page to find the Mutual of Omaha we were talking about earlier. The exact same Plan G for Mutual of Omaha is $101.78 a month. So we're going to have to sit down, if we're sitting with this lady, and we're going to have to decide whether the name of Mutual of Omaha is worth $12 a month.
Or if you go all the way to the top of the pay, I mean, you could pay for the same Plan G with exactly the same coverages, but I guess American Retirement Life Insurance Company feels like they're worth it.
Yeah, well, they do. And
these $282.
These bottom two are what they call substandard plans, so they're you can buy these and still be sick. So I want to go up a little higher and show you really the most expensive one offering exactly the same thing with the same underwriting would be United American for $228 a month.
Which, by the way, finishing a close, you know, second to last is AARP.
Yeah, it's $180 a month for the Plan G, $180.06. It's a lot. It's a lot to pay for a name. Okay.
Yeah, and so the thing that you can't help just jump out at you is that unfortunately, you know, most of the people out there selling Medicare supplements represent how many companies?
Just one company. So they don't even tell you about this list. So just for starters, when we sit down and work with a client, we're going to start and we're going to run these numbers. This is the first report we ran. And then we're not going to necessarily go to the least expensive one. I mean, a lot of times we can look down the list and we can go to Aetna Health Insurance Company. They're only $5 more, and people are more comfortable buying their health insurance from somebody they've heard of before. It doesn't make us any difference. I mean, Heartland National is just fine. I mean, I know those people. Pan American is 97. But my point is there's a whole bunch of companies selling this for 90, 100, 105 a month. And then there's a whole bunch of companies selling it for 130, 140, 170.
So practically speaking, you've got all kinds of experience with this. I'm just curious. So the person that buys it from, you know, as we talked about, Mutual of Omaha versus Heartland National, since it's actually Medicare, I suppose just the bills that are coming or the representation, essentially everything's paid but that $198. What's really happening?
It's all done by computer. And a lot of these companies hire administrators anyhow. And the stuff's reinsured by Mutual of Omaha. I mean, I happen to know that Heartland National, it actually reinsures their Medicare supplement with Mutual of Omaha. So they're selling it for $20 a month less.
Well, consider me sold.
You follow what I'm saying?
Let me think about that. Same insurance company, same coverage. It's $21 a month less, you know.
So it's like right within the Plan G, which is one option. It's the best option. I've got 28 different alternatives that are selling exactly the same thing. So it's like a market of this stuff. Now, if this lady that was 70 had to go through underwriting, these companies can have different rules for acceptance, so there could be a reason to go here or there.
But wherever. When you're turning 65, you get open enrollment.
Right, so you do. So when we rerun this for you, underwriting means nothing other than the fact that you could get stuck with whoever you buy it from for the rest of your life. So we got to keep that in the back of our mind. Even though there's no health questions, when I say stuck, is that you buy it from the cheapest one, sight unseen, and then you find out that this was really a lousy company, and 10 years from now, they're doing a bad job for you, but you're stuck with them because you got health conditions and you can't go elsewhere. So there are some ramifications of all that. But the point I want to make is this stuff is exactly the same from company to company, and the pricing isn't. And you want to get to an independent agent giving you the advice on this. You don't want to be working with somebody that represents
Yeah, if you're working with AARP, they got one option for you.
Right.
here it is.
Right.
And oh, by the way, we didn't tell you that if you went through Mutual of Omaha, it's going to be.
If you asked them what other people charge, they just say you got to call them.
Right.
I mean, they don't even know, typically. They're just, man, we're here we are. And there's some other companies that operate like that, too. A lot of them are going to show up on your doorstep. And you didn't even know they were coming. You'll probably get a little bit of that over the next 6 months. So I want you to take notes. Invite them in. Invite them in. I want you to listen to the whole thing.
Talk about Jesus.
There you go. Okay. Next, what then that we started on with this show, and it really wasn't as exciting as everything else that we've gone over, is they have this thing called high deductible plan. Okay, and so what it really amounts to is it's the same as the high option plan, but it has its own deductible of almost $2,400, so $2,300 to $2,400 annually, where you're basically self-insuring. So you're on original Medicare, you pay all the deductibles and co-payments yourself till they get to like $2,300, $2,400, and when they reach that level, now this thing pays out just like the more expensive high option one does. So you've got a separate deductible, and the price for this could be as low for this lady as $32.50 a month. Actually, with Mutual of Omaha, it's $33.66 a month.
So where I see this just personally fitting into the equation is that you've got people that are right now looking at Medicare Advantage because it's got no premium. They can't afford $100 a month for, you know, the Medicare supplement with the regular deductible, you know, with the ones we're talking about, where you got a total exposure of $198. But this person over here that might choose this Medicare supplement with the high deductible actually has less exposure than the person on Medicare Advantage. So for that $30 a month, at least they're not sitting out there on $6,000 of exposure.
Well, if they truly are low income, they can. And they had a small bill, and their out-of-pocket was $1,000, they can make a deal with the hospital. And this also fits in with high-income people that are just not willing to pay the $100, and they're thinking about going without a supplement and just having original Medicare because they still want to pick their own doctor. This is like an umbrella policy that just like if this self-insurance thing gets out of hand, I got insurance that kicks in at $2,400, okay? And it's darn cheap. So, and we've got, I don't know, one page of option, about seven options, eight, nine options. And one of them are these Medicare Advantage companies, Humana, Aetna, Blue Cross, United World, which is Mutual of Omaha. So in any case, that's the high deductible option. Now, there's a third option that we actually do a fair amount of this, and it's simply a lower option Medicare supplement. It gives you a little more co-insurance yourself, is that every time you go to the doctor, you're going to incur a $20 copay. And then if you go to a doctor that doesn't take Medicare assignment and he balance bills you or she balance bills you, you could owe a little bit. It's still very comprehensive coverage, and that knocks the premium down about 20% or so. So like the lowest one on this is $77 a month. It's not a huge amount, but this is where the lower income people that don't want Medicare Advantage or one's not available in their area, they got a little struggle with paying the premium, they still want insurance, and this is called the plan in. So we can help you with all of this stuff. And before we're going to do any of it, just like we've done this show, we're going to sit down and we're going to learn all about you and your preferences and your financial situation. And then secondly, we're going to educate you about how Medicare works and how it's going to work for you. And then we're going to involve you and we're going to pick a route for you to go and something to purchase to supplement your Medicare. Now, I will tell you, we have many clients that just cut me off 5 minutes into the deal and just says, just tell me what I ought to buy, John. That's what I want to know. It happens all the time.
After I've seen all the... But actually, it's pretty helpful for me to begin to understand, okay, this is Medicare Advantage. In certain circumstances, it is the right thing to do. But and clearly, a high deductible G, or I can see where that's a case, and I can actually even see, you know, the end plan. But
sure. And those people that just, what they are is original Medicare, Part A, Part B, you get a Plan G, it's this much a month, you're going to get a drug plan. I can't tell you the name of the company yet because I got to put all your drugs in the computer, but it's going to end up being about $20 a month. And Tom here will sign you up on that. And let's start talking about your savings and your investments and where we're going to go with your retirement income for life. So
I know all these letters are, it's alphabet soup. It comes at you fast. But the good news is as I've, spent a couple years, because I went from total ignorance total ignorance, to beginning to get a sense of it. And it's really available from his book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, which is there at cardinalguide.com. As you read through those chapters, or you go back to the podcast and you listen to other shows that we've done on Medicare, and like me, I'm hoping that you begin to see what Hans has learned through how many years you've been doing this?
It'd be 44 this summer.
So, there's a lot of experience that God's provided us to, to use to, leverage these resources.
I have to do is just wander around and talk to people. So, I got the easiest job, and I just got to read books at night.
So just remember, cardinalguide.com, ask for Hans's book, and we will look forward to you listening next week. Thanks for listening. Finishing Well.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.